Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Read in Philippians 3:13, looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race. Back about 100 years ago, Oliver Wendell Holmes, a justice of the Supreme Court, lost his train ticket. As he searched for it, obviously irritated, the conductor tried to calm him. "It's okay, Your Honour. Just mail it in. We all know you and trust you." Holmes replied, "I'm not concerned about finding my ticket. I just want to know where I'm going." Having goals let you know where you're going in life. 50% of the people around you have no idea where they're going. Another 40% will go in any direction they're led. The remaining 10% know where they'd like to go, but fewer than half of them are prepared to pay the price to get there. What enabled Jesus to endure the shame of the cross was his vision of the resurrection and a church that would one day change the world. Store owner J.C. Penney said, "Give me a stock clerk with a goal and I'll give you someone who'll make history. On the other hand, give me someone without a goal and I'll give you a stock clerk." The truth is, while you are working on your goals are working on you. And the reward you get for reaching them isn't nearly as important as what you become in pursuit of them. So, do you have goals? Are they clear enough to write down, short enough to fit into a paragraph, strong enough to help you persevere, and valuable enough to make you pay the price? If so, you'll live to see them fulfilled. That's the value of setting goals from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.